Well, Spain is headed for parliamentary elections on Sunday, the country's third election in just 4 years. And for the first time since Spain's return to democracy in the late 1970s, a far-right party has a good chance of winning some parliamentary seats, possibly leading to a coalition government with two other conservative parties. Lucia Benavides reports from Spain.
Maria Bayo is drinking beer outside a neighborhood bar in the outskirts of Barcelona, talking politics with a group of friends. The 40-year-old, whose family has owned the bar for 60 years, says for her, the most important issues are the independence movement in her Catalan region and a lack of public housing. But she also worries about the emergence of a far-right party called Vox.
Están incrementando el odio, bueno, el racismo, están incrementando muchísimas cosas que estaban escondidas.
They're increasing hate, racism, and a lot of things that had been hidden, she tells me. The general elections weren't supposed to take place until next year. But Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez called for early elections after his socialist government failed to pass a budget in February. Vox is making this election different. They want to deport undocumented migrants, repeal a gender violence law that protects survivors from their abusers, and ban pro-independence organizations like in Catalonia.
Porque vosotros no tenéis que pagar ni tienen por qué ser legales los partidos que quieren destruir la convivencia, la herencia de vuestros padres, las libertades y lo mejor que los españoles tenemos.
In a recent campaign event posted online, Vox leader Santiago Abascal said Spaniards shouldn't put up with separatist parties that want to destroy Spain's heritage and freedom. Many political analysts say the right is gaining momentum because of the unresolved Catalan independence crisis. The ruling Socialist Party has been criticized for not being tough enough on Catalonia. But right-wing parties want to suspend the region's autonomy and impose direct rule from Madrid. They're also appealing to voters who oppose a growing feminist movement in Spain.
Soy mujer, y no quiero que se criminalice a mi pareja por ser hombre.
A Vox campaign ad shows women asking feminists not to speak in their name. One of them says she doesn't want her partner to be criminalized for being a man. Political researcher Berta Barbet at the Autonomous University of Barcelona says the emergence of Vox and the center-right Citizens Party has caused a rift in conservative parties. They're competing for votes.
The emergence of new parties that is generating new choices that voters need to kind of clear their mind about.
Recent polls show no political party is set to win majority on Sunday, and around 30% of voters are still undecided. Barbet says it's too early to tell whether the country is headed towards a left-wing coalition or a right-wing coalition. Back at the cafe, Maria Bayo says she hopes young people especially get out and vote.
No podemos volver atrás. Estos son políticos que quieren volver atrás y no podemos permitir lo que han pasado nuestros abuelos. No lo podemos permitir.
We can't go back, and these politicians want to go back, she says of Vox. Bayo adds that it's up to the youth to prevent Spain from going through what their grandparents did more than 40 years ago under the fascist dictatorship of Francisco Franco. For NPR News, I'm Lucia Benavides in Barcelona.